It's hard to believe it's been 10 years since we first started this show, and I want to thank you for listening and supporting us in this first decade. You're a great travel partner. I also want to thank you for supporting public radio in your community. With your help, we can keep exploring this world together. Our next guest brings us a real treat. Britt Lonsdale is a Blue Badge guide from London. She joined us a while back from the BBC studios in London to explain how to behave like proper English ladies and gentlemen, and what delicious treats await us while enjoying a classic English pastime, a fancy afternoon tea.
Afternoon tea for English people is just such an automatic ritual that we never really think too much about it. We think that afternoon tea really started. One of the people given credit for it is the Duchess Anna Maria, who was the 7th Duke of Bedford's wife, and she found the distance between lunch and between dinner a little too far, and so she got little sandwiches, cake and a pot of tea served to her. And it's thought that she was the person who really started it off, although various other claimants are there if you read about it. But it's just a wonderful little ceremony, and it's evolved over the years, and it's become something that you just tend to enjoy to make a bit of a fuss of yourself over. You know, it's nice to treat yourself to an afternoon tea, and it's so delicious. But I do warn you that it bypasses the alimentary canal and settles immediately on your hips and thighs.
Hey, Britt, there's a little confusion among travelers between the terminology. You hear about cream tea, afternoon tea, high tea. What are the differences there?
Well, a cream tea and afternoon tea tend to be a fairly similar sort of thing, really, in my view. High tea tends to be something sort of like an early tea that you would give children perhaps when they came in from school, something with a little more substance to it, where you might have something called Welsh rarebit, or you might have, you know, that wonderful thing that we serve, beans on toast with it, or something like that. It's the sort of thing that I would give to my children if they came in and were starving and couldn't wait for dinner.
So a high tea is more of a meal then?
Yes, a lot of visitors refer to afternoon tea as high tea, and I guess we don't really correct them anymore, not that we really mind.
Okay, but that's very good to know, because I think what we're thinking about is the afternoon tea, and that's with all the ritual, and that's where you'd go to the fancy tea room in a fancy hotel or something like this.
It is, really. And the sort of thing that you'll be served little sandwiches, very dainty sandwiches with the crust cut off the bread, cucumber sandwiches, sometimes smoked salmon. You will have egg and cress sandwiches. And then you'll have scones. Now, there's great debate about whether you pronounce it scone or scone. The majority of people pronounce it scone, but quite a number pronounce it scone. It varies. But this is like a little cake, often with currants in, or sultanas, or raisins. It depends. They're served in very different ways, but generally that's how they are. And you cut them in half and put strawberry jam on either side, and then a great big spoonful of clotted cream. Clotted cream is about, I think it's probably a minimum of 55% fat, which to you in the US would probably qualify as butter. It's very, very rich, and it's quite delicious. And then, of course, you've got to leave some room for pastries and cakes, which will follow. So it's not something that's to be hurried. There's an elegant aspect to it, and you're expected to take your time over it. If I went for afternoon tea at 3 o'clock, I certainly wouldn't expect to leave much before about 5 or 5:30, and I probably wouldn't eat much that evening either.
I bet not. So help us envision this. You get this three-tiered silver tray, don't you?
You do. Very often it's presented like that.
Take us through that from the bottom to the top.
Well, from the bottom, very often you will have the sandwiches, and they'll be finger sandwiches. So if you imagine a slice of bread cut into probably about 6 segments, sometimes they'll be in triangles.
Without the crust?
Oh, without the crust, yes, the crust, sir. I remember reading somewhere somebody saying, yes, if you didn't slice off the crust, what on earth would you give to the poor? Which I thought was very snobby. But you cut them and you make them as delicate and dainty as possible. And then on the next tier up, you've got scones. And then on the final tier, you've got very tiny little cakes.
A question about the tea itself. What's the thought between loose tea and tea that comes in a bag?
Well, I don't think in most of the really good afternoon tea places you will find tea in tea bags. You'll find loose tea. That's really perceived as being the classiest way to serve it.
Right.
And you will get a little strainer, you know, so you'll strain it into your cup. That sometimes comes as a bit of a surprise to people because they're not used to doing that.
Britt, let's close it off by just taking us to your favourite place for afternoon tea in London and paint a little picture.
Well, one of my favourite places, and it's certainly not the most glamorous place, is Fortnum & Mason's. It's a big store on Piccadilly, and when you go in at street level, there are lots of lovely teas for sale. It's just really beautiful inside, and I love going upstairs to the Georgian restaurant on the fourth floor, which they lay out for afternoon tea. There are lovely, comfortable sofas, so comfortable that I went there with my children once a while back and one of my boys fell asleep. That's how comfortable it was. And there's a man playing the piano, playing all sorts of popular tunes. He'll play requests. It's all very refined and very sort of peaceful. You're up above the roar of the traffic and you're served so nicely. Proper napkins, not paper napkins or anything like that. Lovely little strainer for the loose leaf tea that's brought to you. In a lovely teapot, of course. Everything is so nicely done. The devil is always in the detail, and for me, the detail at Fortnum & Mason's is perfect, and especially, of course, the fact that the sandwiches, the scones, the strawberry jam, the clotted cream, and the little pastries are just so delicious. That's my favourite.
Britt Lonsdale, hearing you talk just makes me want to raise my pinky and have a delightful time at Fortnum & Mason's or some great place like that. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, next time we're in London.
It's a pleasure.
It's afternoon tea.
Thank you.
Each week, Travel with Rick Steves takes you on a journey to meet and get acquainted with people from far and wide, to hear firsthand reports and experiences from travelers of all kinds, and to be inspired to experience and embrace our beautiful world with gusto. While we deal with weighty issues, we also have a little fun and enjoy the simpler pleasures of life with people who come from distant lands. This is the place, and right now is the perfect time for you to demonstrate what public radio means to you. Show your gratitude for Travel with Rick Steves and for all the compelling programming you enjoy day in and day out right here on this station. This is the station that helps you know and better understand our world. Your financial contribution keeps the work of public radio strong in your community. Contribute right now, and then every time you tune in to Travel with Rick Steves, you'll do so knowing that we are indeed travel partners in supporting public radio.